Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan
Holtby. Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. I am your host, as always, the Blue Liner on Point, live to tape, coming to you from beautiful downtown Glen Burnie, Maryland. And yes, it's another week of Caps hockey the way we like it. Three games, three wins, there you go. And with me, as always, live to tape herself from Centerville, Virginia, it's the one and only mermaid, Anna Knox.
Yes. Happy Sunday, Gail. Happy three-day weekend. Excuse the, what have we called it in the past? Kim Carnes.
Well, certainly not a frog in the throat.
Right. Ew, no. Yeah, just, you know, normal, ridiculous head cold from the job, but I feel fine. I have a little Peter Brady kind of going on right now.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you're having too happy of a Sunday.
No, it's like, that's just it. Like, I feel fine. It's just, I just have this, yeah. And I probably aged myself by saying the Peter Brady thing, but that's okay. Somebody out there will get the, have you seen the episode? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Somewhat, yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
Grew up around the, yeah. And we've got plenty of people who've followed this team for his, yeah. So I think some out there will get the reference.
So well, I hope so. But that's okay. So anyways, how now with this being Martin Luther King weekend, do you have to work tomorrow?
No, not at all. So that's the beauty part. So there's a good chance that barring any disasters, I'll either get everything out tonight as we're recording. So as Anna said, it is Sunday, and that Sunday being January the 19th is when we're recording right now. We're hoping to have a special guest on later on, but yeah, since I'm not working tomorrow at all, then yes, we should hopefully either have the episode that we're recording now out either later on this evening or early tomorrow.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Okay, so first game of the week was on a Monday, second game of a three-game homestand, which was against the bunch of jerks, the Carolina Hurricanes. And of course, that was a 2-0 win. So we're gonna spend... I managed to watch the first two, but even despite that, going to spend a little bit of time because essentially, if you think about it, it was the same game, sort of. Going through the most telling statistic, of course, I would say would be the shots on goal. 30 for the good guys, 23 for the jerks, 6, 10, and 7 shots against per period, and with Samsonov in goal. Now, some of you in the Holtby camp, even though we really ought not be divided, let me say that much, but some of you in the Holtby camp would point to this and say, well, see, Samsonov was in goal and the defense cut down on the shots. You have a legit beef there. But the next game will not bear that out, as you'll see here in a moment. But that's the most telling statistic there. Let's see if we can get to the other information. My app doesn't seem to be cooperating. Okay, quick rundown of the scoring. There were only two goals. They were by the same guy, Alex Ovechkin. The captain gets his 27th in the first period on a wrister, 12 minutes in approximately. And then about 5 minutes later, they go on the power play. He gets another one, and that was all she wrote. Second period, no goals. Third period, no goals. Samsonov, first star for the shutout. Ovechkin, second star. And who? Tom Wilson, the assist on said first goal, the number three star.
Let's just say that one more time.
Tom Wilson, the number three star.
Tommy.
Number one and number two has bad connotations. I don't know what a number three is, really.
Yeah, if I have to think of it that way, especially as an elementary school teacher, kind of don't want to know. But yeah, you know what? There's nothing better than shutting out the Canes, and Ovechkin is just on fucking fire.
Oh, so. Yes, as we will see here over the course of the next couple of games. But yes, overall, great defensive effort by the team overall. And of course, Samsonov stopping all 23 shots his way. Now we move on to the next game, which was the ultimate revenge game. This is a game I want to feature a little bit more, even though the one after this was awesome in its own right. So this was against the New Jersey Devils.
Yes.
The last of the three-game homestands is 5-2 win. Came roaring out. Guess who? The captain again. First two goals in the first period. 15-17 slapper on the power play from his office. And his 30th, the next one, 4 minutes later, snapshot from close in, I think that was close in, from the faceoff. Okay, so yes, that one made it 2-0, as I said. And let's see here. App is not cooperating again. Wow.
You want me to tell you?
No, I got it. Okay. Got it now. Okay, so over to the second period. 16 seconds in, Carl Hagelin gets his second of the year, making it 3-0 with a nice wrister.
If I can just interrupt you, that's probably why you had a little bit of a glitch, because you're like, wait, what? Hagelin? Wait, am I reading this right?
Look.
I know
I was down on him when we first got him, but he's proved me wrong. And as I've said before, we didn't get the guy to score goals. We got him to help prevent them.
True.
But when he gets the odd goal,
I'll take it.
So much the better. And so, yeah, he positioned himself nicely in the slot, gets the feed off of the left wing from Lars Eller, and puts it home. Beauty of a shot, beauty of a goal. So that made it 3-0. So that was your game winner right there. Devils come back, a couple from them, Wayne Simmonds with his 5th, Blake Coleman with his 19th. And then Jacob Vrana with a wrister gets back on the board again, proving he's no longer Jake the Snake. But yes, unassisted for his 21st of the year. And then the captain caps it off with the first of what would turn out to be 2 hat tricks this week, making it 5-2 and putting the cap, no pun in, okay, yes, it was intended, on this win. So moving on to the last game. Okay, all I'm going to say about this game, other than it was awesome to see the captain and the team wake up after a certain event happened, is that, yes, I love to see the team, you know, wake up and come back when they need to, but one of the key points that Stuart Small made in last week's discussion was you can't rely on that. And Anna, what do you like to always say this team kind of doesn't do?
Play 60 minutes.
And they didn't.
Right.
Now, it was nice that they had a kick-ass last 20 minutes. That's great to see. And
but it
and
shouldn't
the Sharks.
Be nail-biting, holy shit. Like, and I'll say, I was one of these people. I had to compare this to the San Jose Sharks game, where I, you know, totally fed up in the last minute, in the 19th minute of that game, was like, fuck this. I cannot believe there's no way we're going to bounce back. I turned it off. I think you turned it off. And then I walked upstairs and my phone blew up and it was like, holy shit, I can't believe they came back. That's not something that you guys as a team, a hockey team, any team needs to say, oh, hey, we've got this in the last couple of seconds. Don't worry about it. No, you know, so I watched the entire game. I don't know. You and I didn't talk. I don't know if you did too. But 60 minutes of hockey? Hell no. 20 outstanding minutes of hockey? Yep. But those first two periods, man, those guys were already checking into their hotels on the beach.
Right. And, yeah, 10 points from Gryffindor for them for not for doing that, but good on them also to wake up in the final 20. And unfortunately, it was the one game, these weekend matinees, they kill me. They kill me every time. I work weekends, and I was literally chained to my desk, so I could not see or hear them. I caught bits and pieces of swatches of the game. They didn't look too bad from what I saw. Even I caught some of the first two periods, but I don't know. I'll play a little bit different in front of Holtby. I don't know, or Holtby's in something of a funk right now, and he's just got to, you know, take his time and get himself out of it. I don't know which is which. It could be the chicken and the egg first. I don't know.
I don't think any of us do, because I'm 100% over the Holtby bashing. I just really think that we have a team that, you know, you can't be a half-ass fan when it comes, like, you know, when you're talking about, say, football, you have like 16 weeks, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, okay, you have 80 something games. So a good chunk of your year is dedicated to this team. And I don't understand the fans that can just turn on a dime on a player. So my frustration with the Holtby situation is listening to the fans who say that they are fans and who are disrespecting Holtby. And, you know, yeah, we can all be frustrated with a player, but, like, I don't know, people are taking it too far. Absolutely taking it too far. And what people are not taking into consideration is the amount of positive things that come out of Braden Holtby as a person, as an athlete, as a capital, however you want to look at it. So I don't want to hear any of this bullshit bashing. I think, you know what, he did this last year. This is not the first time any of us have had to sit down and have a conversation that Braden Holtby has goes into a bit of a mental slump this time of year. Okay, so we know what's going to happen. I do have to say, I kind of wish he would have passed on the All-Stars. I kind of wish he would have just taken a week and, like, I don't know, the Bahamas or something. And,
well, then it would also, you know what would happen then? He'd be suspended for the next game.
I know, but at what cost, though? I mean, like, we're really dealing, like, or then again, maybe he has a different opinion when it comes to the All-Stars. Like, hell yeah, I fucking proved myself and I'm with the best of the best and everyone's there having a good time. There's, like, even the people who because I'll watch it. I mean, I always find it totally amusing and fascinating. But I'll say there are certain players that I think are complete dicks. Oh, like 100%. And they'll do something on the bench or on the ice and you kind of see a different side of their personality. Maybe, you know, like when he goes out there, no one's looking at him like, oh, Braden Holtby, like, you got a rookie who's doing better than you. He goes out there, he does his shit, and maybe that's what he needs, is to, like, build his confidence to come back and say, this is why I went to All-Stars. This is why I was part of the Stanley Cup team. This is why I am the starter, you know, between the pipes for the Washington Capitals. But what I can stand is the fans that just are so impulsive and those fucking couch coaches that want to be like, trade them, do this, do that. For what? What are we trading him for? Who are you trading him for? Like, come on. That's the kind of stuff
those folks, I'm sorry, and you know who you are, and you're probably not listening to this. And, right. And if you're not, fine, F off. But if you are, look, you know, you got to question yourself. Are you really a Caps fan? Are you that right. quick? That quick to jettison somebody that did so much for this team? Come on, think about it.
Yeah. And it just, it really truly brings out the ugly in social media. It's like,
it does.
You know, there's your fan support. That's, you know, those are your true capital fans, not the ones that want to jump on the bandwagon when they win the Stanley Cup and then want to be, you know, dickhead couch coaches when a player's not, you know, come on. It's not okay. And this is, every sport goes through this. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. And you stick by your team. Like, that's it. You stick by your team, thick and thin, good, bad, whatever else. And so the people who are being jerks about it, you know, big old bye Felicia moment on that one.
Yeah, definitely. I sorry, but I really don't want to spend too much more time on it. It's a divisive topic. I'm sick of dividing Caps fans. You know, I'm sorry. You don't like the way the guy's playing, fine. Just say, look, he can do better and leave it at that. Why can't you leave it at that? That's all I'm going to say about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so Blue Liner here. Just a little bit of an explanation before we get on to the next segment here. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in getting our special guest Grant Green on, so I have to do a little splicing dicing. So I'm going to put in a little bit of an interlude here, if I could, as it were. Complications were ensued but overcome. So here is Grant Green from the Caps Fans Facebook page. Thanks and enjoy. Our guest on now, all the way from Scotland. Sorry, Grant, I didn't get the city that you were in. I know there's quite a few out there. Edinburgh for one. Of course, they also. Right, but he's from specifically from Scotland.
I thought.
I'm called Kirkcaldy. It's near Edinburgh. It's in Fife, so it's about 20-30 minutes from St Andrews. So that's a best way to describe it to all my American friends. So yeah, it's tucked away in a nice wee part of the world.
Yes, Fife. So I haven't been keeping up on my British Elite League. I don't know if you follow them at all, but last I looked, they had a team as well, the Fife Flyers.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I first got into hockey. They're my hometown team. That's where they play Kirkcaldy. That's literally about 5 minutes. The ice rink's about 5 minutes up the road from me. So yeah, so we've got a semi-pro league here, is what we call it.
Interesting. Awesome. Yeah. So my first question for you now, let me give you a proper intro first. Who we're talking to, our special guest this evening for this episode, is Grant Green. He's one of the moderators at the Caps Fans Facebook room, one of the fastest growing popular Caps based Facebook room, and he's graciously consented to join us here in this latest episode to talk Caps hockey. So my first question for you would be, when and how did you start getting into the Washington Capitals?
It kind of goes along well, just let's set the record clear. I'm not one of these Glory Hunter fans who jump on the bandwagon after they won the Cup. I actually saw them live in person before they won the Cup, within the same season, the 2017-2018 season, when me, my dad, my uncle, we were on vacation in New York, and I went down to D.C. And I always dreamed of going to an NHL game. Finally went to one, it's a Capitals game, and absolutely loved it. So I've not really looked back since, and every year since then I've went across, seen about 3 or 4 games, just back there from DC in November. So yeah, it was great. Met a lot of great new people, so 4 games altogether. Saw Orlov score the overtime winner against Tampa Bay. That was absolutely amazing. That was the best game I went to ever.
Oh, awesome.
So awesome, definitely. And so all it took for you was to see one Capitals game, and that was pretty much it for you then.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It was against the Penguins as well, and they won. And then I just kind of started reading about it, learning about it, and especially with being in DC as well, and just talking to people about how they like their hockey. And yeah, DC really is a hockey town. Everybody loves it. It's great. People get on. So yeah, I just thought, heck, why not come back every year? So yeah, came back every year since.
Great. So how many games did you say you catch every year?
I'll catch between 3 and 4. The previous year I caught 3 games. This year I caught 4 games. So it just really depends on the fixture list when it comes out. I always check it kind of during end of June time it comes out, so I can look at it, plan it, get flights, hotels, tickets and stuff. So yeah, it's really great. I love coming across.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Anna, did you have something?
I do. I have 2 questions. So fantastic. You know, this is why I love social media, because it kind of just brings us all together. Grant, thank you so much. I had you in London, and now I apologize because I think I had you mixed up with somebody else. Anyways, I would love to know if you have a favorite past or present Capitals player, and who do you think the Capitals' biggest rivalry is this season?
Okay, so apologies to our listeners. We're playing telephone on the telephone here. I'm relaying Anna's question to Grant now, just in case you're wondering why I'm doing it this way. Okay, so Anna's questions were, part one, who do you think the Caps' biggest rival is this year, and who is your favorite player overall, past and or present?
Oh, well, this so far... Oh, that's a difficult one. I have been keeping an eye on the Metro Division and kind of slowly watching the New York Islanders, as they've kind of always been in a bit of a shadow with us being the top dog. But I feel it's got to be the Canes. There's just so much hatred towards them, especially from last season with the playoffs. And then this year so far, obviously we tied it 2 apiece. So, yeah, my favourite all-time player has got to be Ovechkin, because this year I had the pleasure of meeting him at MedStar Iceplex. That was great. Obviously, I didn't ask him for an autograph because he doesn't do that, but I got my picture taken with him, got printed off, and it hangs up in my cap cave, aka the man room, not man cave. So, yeah, it has to be Ovechkin. I also keep an eye on Samsonov as well, because he seems to just go from strength to strength right now, and it's great to see a young Capital come in at that rookie level and just watch him progress and progress, and he's got a long way to go.
Great, absolutely, and that, I just wanted to chime in with something before I forget. Kudos to you for your pregame little videos that you sent. I love especially how you invent a derogatory name for all of the teams. Like, for example, this past one, in case none of you listening out there has had the pleasure of watching one of Grant's videos, this past game against the Islanders, introduced them as the New York Dicks, which, as we've seen before, especially with Matt Martin, they can play like a bunch of dicks. So I thought that
Matt
was
Martin
very
or Taze.
Both of them.
Yeah, it's just when they present itself, you just can't help it, especially because it's such a close group. You don't have to abide by any rules or regulations. It's probably because it's going out on the mainstream, you know what I mean? It's just all about having a laugh as well and getting people engaging with you in the group. So yeah, it's definitely something that everybody can agree on. That's for sure.
100%.
Absolutely. So just something else that came to my mind. So when did you start? I mean, this is probably something we can all look up, but this just came to my mind just now. When did you start with the Caps Fans Facebook group, and how did you hear about them?
It was just kind of finding other groups on Facebook and stuff, mainly through the main Washington Capitals page. Just basically a community of Caps fans out there, and kind of finding people just hanging out at bars, talking to people, and then just through the basic community of Facebook, like people, obviously it comes up, you may know these people, and like it's Facebook's plastered and Caps stuff, so it's just like getting to know them, they get to know you, and then I can't even remember, but the group that I'm part of now, I got invited to it about a year and a bit ago, so it's run by Mike Stepp, and he invited me to his group, and then through the summer I asked to become part of his admin team, and then slowly, surely, we managed to get over 500 members now, which I don't think Mike ever thought it was going to get to that stage.
Great.
So it's good to just like kind of get to know people as well, especially this year in DC. Like I put up like a big thing on the Facebook group saying I'm going to be at this bar if people want to meet up. We'll just meet up with about 9-10 people all together, just getting to know each other, having a drink, going to the games. That's what it's all about. I had an absolute great time.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. And we're absolutely thrilled again that we get to be part of Mike's group, and he allows us to post. Mike's a terrific guy. I had text conversations with him in between our rooms before, so he's absolutely wonderful. And love to thank the both of you for having us in that room. So when do you think you'll be out here next? Are you thinking about making a trip for the playoffs, or are you going to hold off until next season?
Probably next season. I'd love to get some trips for the playoffs, but it's just between getting time off work, arranging hotels, arranging flights. Because you know yourself, I don't know what it's like in America, but here in the UK, the longer you book your flight, the cheaper it is. So until you really know dates and times and stuff, it's kind of you're kind of fighting against the airlines. Maybe one day I'll get out to see a playoff game, but not this year. It'll be next season for definite, though.
Yeah, we'll be hoping to see you next time you do come out here. A friend of ours who's also from Bonnie, Scotland, her name's Fee McKinnon. She's been out a couple times. She's actually, last I heard, she was planning on coming out in March, I believe.
Birthdays.
So. Yes, absolutely. For the two of our birthdays, which are coming up, so says Anna. And it'd be great. It's great seeing any of our Caps fans from out of town, especially from overseas. So it'd be great to see the both of you whenever. I'm gushing here because I've got Scottish blood flows through these veins too, in my ancestry. So pardon my gushing.
it means good to be on your show as well. I mean, I listen to a few of the episodes at work, and it's really just kind of listen to you guys, feeling your passion for it as well. It's like, yeah, these guys definitely love the Caps. You certainly don't hold back on your opinion of players and how we've been playing, and I love that kind of stuff because there's no point in blowing sunshine up people's arses because it just doesn't work.
Couldn't agree more.
Very, very true, and Anna couldn't agree more either. So, so we're gonna. I know it's late out there over in the UK, so we don't want to keep you up too long. So we're gonna ask you one last question, but it's a bit of a banger, though, a bit of a hot topic amongst us Caps fans.
I think I know what this is.
Yeah, I was just saying to Anna before, Mike is kind of a. Very strong, has very strong feelings about this topic a certain way, but how do you think is the best way to handle Brayden Holtby's current situation, given the way he's played recently? How best do you think the team should handle him?
It really is a difficult one because I've said all along, as long as Holtby pulls on that red sweater, I 100% support him every time he comes on the ice. But now it's just starting to form too much of a habit here with Holtby coming on, not giving us a good performance as we're all used to. And I think this is what's annoying people, is like, we know he's got it, we know he plays at a certain level, now he's playing down here. And I think people are becoming frustrated very easily with him, but I think you've got to keep with him. That's the main thing. Right now we're on the All-Star break. Well, we are anyway. He'll go up to the hopefully has a few good games. He relaxes. He comes back, resets, and we go from there. Because at the end of the day, he's still a captain. We still have to give him 100% back. And what happens at the end of the season, that's totally out of our hands. Brian McClellan, he'll know what he wants to do with the team. But at that point, I don't think anybody can really judge how he's doing. Would we like to see him play better? Yes. Do we need him to play better? Yes. But yeah, he's still one of us. But I definitely think we have to give him 100% back in all the way, and especially going into the playoffs now as well. This is the kind of time where we need to like pull the head down, play good hockey, get good results, especially for if we take a good run at the playoffs. And I think with having Samson up top as well, he's going to be fantastic during the playoffs, hopefully. But, you know, we'll just have to see how that goes. But if we do get to the playoffs, I would say this. Don't expect to see Holtby a goal for every one of those games.
Yeah, I think pretty much how you just said it is how it should be handled. It pretty much should be a wait and see approach. Let's see who's the hot hand at the end of the season. But if things start to turn the wrong way, yes, maybe during the playoffs, maybe you switch goalies. I don't know. Maybe you put in Samsonov either way just to give the opposition a different look, something like that. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But you do have another point, and that's we can't simply just get rid of Holtby because he still does have value as Samsonov's mentor. And as I said last week, no less than Evgeny Kuznetsov said the same thing in a post-game interview. So I know he's not playing at his best right now, but he has value to the team as a guide for Samsonov. And I think no matter what, like you said, let's wait till the end of the season for the team to decide and evaluate and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would love to see Holtby stay next season. I would love it, but I think if he's going to want to stay, he is going to have to take a salary hit. And whether he wants to do that or not, that's entirely up to him. I mean, like, you see it right through the NHL. Players want to stay with a certain team, even if it means taking a reduced paycheck. And I think Holtby is that kind of guy. He doesn't strike me as, like, a materialistic guy saying, oh, give me all the money in the world. He wants to stay in DC, I think.
He does. I agree.
Whether that is his number one spot, whether he says, right, you're going to stay in DC, but you're going to play, you won't play as many games. And Samsonov is the future here. But, you know, that's just my take on it. I'd love to see Holtby stay for next year. Because I think he has still a good 2 seasons left in him. Yeah. But he's not going to get the kind of money that Bobrovsky got when he went to Florida.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, that is probably best case scenario for him as things look now. But, pardon me, anything can happen between now and then, so... And again, it's just going to have to be a wait and see approach at this point, as far as the business side of things. So, you probably have something there. All right. So, Anna, did you have any other anything else you wanted to ask of Grant before?
To ask, no, but just super appreciation. And also that FYI, that Scotland is on the top of my bucket list. So hopefully if I can get out there, beers on me, absolutely. And it's fantastic, and thank you for your time.
Okay, so Anna doesn't have a final question, but she does say that Scotland is definitely on the top of her bucket list as far as places to visit, and assuming she ever does get there, I'm kind of hoping to get out there myself as well. Beers on her.
Oh, no, beer, the whiskey will be on me.
whiskey, yeah. You know what? That'd be even better.
I don't mind staying up to these things because when the games are on at about midnight, I actually stay up for them. It's the ones when they go to Canada and the West Coast, oh, they're a killer.
Oh, they are for us, yeah, too.
The worst.
Terrible, yeah. Terrible.
They're like, oh, they're on at like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, guys, I love 10 o'clock night games. It's like, but it's 10 o'clock for you guys, it's 3 a.m. for me.
Good Lord.
So it's like, what?
Yeah, well, true enough.
Yeah, it's a small sacrifice, but I like to do it. I love to do it, in fact, so.
You're better than we are. I'll tell you that. All right, Grant. So from Anna and myself, thank you so much from both of us, from the bottom of our hearts, for coming on here. We love from all our fans, all Caps fans, regardless of where they're from. And I'm going to pay you back the compliment you paid us. You are definitely truly passionate about this team, and we love that. And as I repeatedly say, we love to make the Caps fan the star on this show. I don't know about any other show. But we love to feature Caps fans that bring it, that have the passion, know the game, and you definitely have it, sir. And it was an honor to have you on.
Thank you very much for the time, guys. And if any of the listeners out there want to join the Caps Facebook page, it's just Caps Fans. That's it. You'll know it when you see it.
Yep.
So a quick shout out.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, we'll be plugging it. we'll be plugging it. Anna, she just joined after hearing all the great things about it. I certainly talked to her about it as well this before we came on. So we'll certainly be plugging it throughout the season and beyond. So thanks for the invite and the information, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Anyway, go Caps.
Go Caps.
Go Caps.
I will go for now and let you guys go with the rest of the show. Can't wait to listen to it.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thanks again. All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Grant Green, as I mentioned earlier, from the Caps Fans Facebook room. And as I mentioned during that call, we will be plugging that from time to time. Mike Stepp is the head admin. Grant is one of the moderators. If you visit that room, you can, just before any Caps game, you can catch Grant's pregame videos. Always a laugh riot, always very fun to listen and watch. And pretty passionate guy, pretty passionate about his team, as you heard. And
so awesome.
Yes, very, very much so. Very much so. Okay, so moving on, as you said, we're coming into a week-long break that's going to include the All-Star break and the bye week, the dreaded bye week, because the NHL wants to be like football. You got to be like the NFL.
Right. God,
so fucking stupid. God, I don't know. I know Bettman's done a lot to grow. This is one of about 1,000 ideas he's had that I don't know. You just want to put his head in a toilet or something because it's ruining the game. It really is.
Yeah.
But enough about that. Now I've noticed amongst the different fan pages in Facebook that some of you are probably going to go a little stir crazy for the lack of Caps hockey, and perhaps the lack of hockey altogether. There are going to be some games that are going to be played at least in the first few days of the week. So if you need your hockey fix, it's still available up until Wednesday, I think, is the last game. And then the break starts in earnest Thursday, either late Wednesday or Thursday. But to further occupy yourselves, I say educate yourselves. Most definitely. There are a lot of sites dedicated to general stats and advanced stats. So I would say take the time, if you're interested in all things Caps anyway, take the time to read up on that. It kind of pains me to say this a little bit, but truth be told, nobody's better at it. But the Japers Rink blog site, SB Nation blog site, has a lot of dedication to advanced stats and stats in general. So it's a good place to brush up on that if you're interested in that kind of thing. Russian Machine Never Breaks also has some good articles about statistics and how they play out as well. So check them out if you're into that kind of thing anyway. But yeah, I would say if you want to get to know the Caps a little better, you want to get to know the game a little bit better, check out that kind of thing. Then when you read up on things like that, you'll know, it'll make a lot more sense to you. And then the trick will be to translate that to the on ice play. But if you can learn how to read those, statistics, then it'll make a lot more sense when they come up. Of course, nothing is, to me, is a better replacement than the eye. So there's always the highlights in the Washington Capitals NHL app. So also go over those, especially the goals, but the in-game highlight reel as well, to read up on and get up an idea for yourself as to who's playing well generally and who's not. And so busy yourself that if you need your hockey fix and go from there, I would say.
Agreed.
So that's something I wanted to get out there, because I know a lot of you are going to be going a little stir crazy with this long break coming up and no action, no Caps action. So good way to kind of keep up with it with no games going on.
Well, hopefully they'll have their own personal action, but just not Caps action.
No comment.
Hey, come on.
And with oh boy. But you wow. Okay. So the next thing I was going to say was I want to give a shout out today, as it happens, is one of our loyal listeners, Lisa Desabray, her birthday. So I've already tweeted and messaged her privately, but I wanted to publicly wish her a happy birthday.
Absolutely.
As we're recording this.
And I understand that you guys were talking about me hating the singing and whatever. If it's directed at me, it makes me uncomfortable. But if you want to sing happy birthday to Lisa, because she is so fantastic, go for it. If not, I'm okay with that too.
In the interest and time and sanity, I think we'll pass. But I suffice it to say, I already sent her a musical message via tweet, and she seemed to like that. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of the Facebook page, I just want to give a quick apology to Tony Olcott. I think it was last night, the last night or the night before, he was nice enough to post the feed from the South Carolina Stingrays game.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good to keep up on the baby caps. But I wanted to send him my apologies because I popped in a couple times. It kept kicking me out for some reason, though.
What
so I just want to apologize. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know. But it wouldn't keep me in for some reason. I just want to send my apologies to him and didn't want to make him think I was ditching him. Is just I don't know. I couldn't. It wouldn't let me stay. Just the connection kept cutting out. I don't know. And very briefly, we're going to try a little something different, a quick little featurette here for the show. And again, this is for our followers on our Facebook page. But I went through and I picked a featured fan post from each game. So from the first one, that being the one against the Carolina Hurricanes. That one's going to be the one from Brian Mosco, one of our newest joinees. He says, maybe boys should start declining penalties. I've read a few former players' analysis that they'd rather have a choice to take a penalty shot than only being offered a two-minute power play. I think it'd be a very interesting addition to the game and might even clean up the game a bit. If you give up a guaranteed breakaway on any slash hook or grab, then coaches will make sure that doesn't happen. I think he was being half serious about that, half joking, but basically making reference to the capped recent power play woes, as it were. Yeah. And so another problem. I mean, we can laugh now, but if that's kind of something there that if they don't get fixed, then, you know, yeah, that's going to be a bit of a bother.
So, exactly.
Bit of a something going on there that's going to plague them and not going to be a good thing, because you got to have your power play clicking at least at some point when you get closer to the playoffs. So the second game against the Devils, not so much a post, but a thread. I'm not going to read the whole thing, run out of time here, but a thread that Kevin Simmons started. And it was because of the non-call of the cross check to the face of our captain that drew blood, and yet no penalty. Not five
Such
minutes,
bullshit.
Not 4 minutes, but 2 minutes. The guy looked like he chopped a red Crayola factory.
Right.
Okay.
It was disgusting.
Disgusting. Absolutely.
Disgusting officiating. Let's just put, you know, not
well. That yeah, that too.
But yeah,
but the guy looked like he'd had a worst experience at the dentist's office ever, and no call. How do you not call that? How? I don't know. I'm full of I don't knows today, but that's the biggest one. And the last one from the Islanders game was a post by Tony Stillard. I hope I'm saying his name right. It's never over the final whistle, so STFU about Holtby and just cheer on the team. Amen, brother. Thank you so much for that sentiment.
100%.
Yeah, and just
and I will actually, I don't know if you know this, if this is this the Tony that we're talking about is
hearing, the same one.
Yeah, hearing impaired. So he won't actually hear this podcast. And I'm not being a jerk about this at all. I'm just saying he will not hear this podcast, but we will recognize the fact that we mentioned him in the podcast. We'll put that on the Facebook page because that's how he follows us best.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Twitter and everything else. But yeah, but PowerPoint and his own Facebook page, because I follow him religiously. I love him.
Yes. Yes. And all, not to take things down a different road, as it were, but I don't want to reward bad behavior. I don't want to make too much light of it, but there was also an incident on our Facebook page where there was some, well, I will call it attempted bullying, but it wasn't bullying because Mr. Stullard his ground, as it were. And that's because I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't really because of his disability, but it's because of the fact that he's a member of the LGBT community as well.
Correct.
So as we made mention, he has an ally in us as well. That kind of behavior isn't tolerated in our room. Can't speak for any other rooms, but certainly not tolerated here. And I made it a point to tell him, well, good on you for standing up for yourself, and you will most definitely have a home here always.
100%. Yeah. We don't tolerate that at all.
No. Okay. So that's my views on this week. I understand you had an event that you, had your eye on, and you had some, reporting on that.
I did. So we have a faithful listener, and I will, I adore Aubrey for just listening every week. He listens he works some god awful shift. I think he's at work at like 3 or 4 a.m. But I guess, Gil, you can kind of relate to it. Mm-hmm. And we met in line at the Dallas Expo when I was there to get pictures with Kempney and Tommy. I didn't pay for the Ovechkin at this time, although he did, and DSP and Vrana. And we just all happened to be talking. I was with Avery, so she was there, and he was there with like one of his buddies, and we just started talking. But he has for the last 2 years done the Make-A-Wish or Wish Upon a Par Top Golf event, and one of the events, the one last year, is only like 10 miles away from here. But I couldn't go. I couldn't afford to go. And he was going, he was driving, like, I think he's in like the Norfolk area. And he went, and we were expecting a big snowstorm, and it was just kind of a cluster last year. This year, however, he went and he was totally prepared. And he brought like a bag of stuff that he wanted to have the player sign. And when he got there, he told me that the woman was like, oh, no, 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 it's just like one item and you can have them all sign up. And he's like, oh, shit. And some of the, like, this story is just so freaking cool to me. Some of the kids who are part of that Make-A-Wish, foundation saw Ari's like expression, saw what he was going through, and were like, hey, can we help out? And he's like, well, you know, I brought this stuff for individual players to sign, and they're not going to let me. And the kids took the items to one of them, happened to be to Ovechkin, got him to sign it, and brought it back to him like, here you go.
Oh, nice.
Right? And he was like, oh my God, I'll pay for it. And the kids were like, no, 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 it's good. And he said he was kind of like completely blown away by like how amazing, not only with like, you know, how these kids were with the event in general, but just how awesome these kids were in general, and for what they have gone through with, you know, childhood cancer, or they're related to somebody who is going through childhood cancer, and how awesome they were. Like, that just really floored him. And so he shared that story, and I thought it was fantastic. I just like that just gives you like the warm fuzzies. And then the other one, he said he was kind of disappointed that Hagelin was kind of the one kind of jerky player who made comments like he couldn't believe he was there because everyone was just going to turn around and sell the merchandise on eBay. And Aubrey's like, really? Like, take it down a notch, Hags. Like, no one's selling your shit.
Well, now, I think I know why he or where he got that from. You got to remember that he spent time in a certain with a certain team from Western Pennsylvania where they don't behave very well.
Right. But I'm like, hey, listen, you're at this Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, don't be a dick. Just, you know, sign what you can sign, take pictures with whomever. It's not going to do you any harm. Like, what is it? 2 hours out of your day. So anyways, so then Aubrey sent me all these pictures of all the amazing players and I was green with envy, but I was happy that he won. But he did tell me one very funny story, and then I'll wrap this up. So when we took our photos with Vrana almost 2 years ago, Jacob Vrana had a line of maybe like 12 people. I mean, him and Kempney were, it was very short because you had Tommy and Ovechkin coming afterwards. And Vrana was nervous. Like, it was like, oh, like, what do I do kind of thing. So my picture with him very much is awkward because he looks like a 10-year-old. And Aubrey said when he had the picture out for Vrana to sign, Wilson was next to him, was like burst out laughing and said, holy shit, had your balls even dropped? And he was like, look at you. And like Vrana burst out laughing, like he was such a good sport about it. But yeah, like the pictures are like, you know, he looks like a little scared teen, kind of like, oh, what am I supposed to do? And then yet here he is on the ice, absolutely kicking ass in the season. So it's just very funny. So it sounded like it was a really amazing experience. And one of my son's friends, they were going through a cancer situation with the daughter. And I need to get more information about that before I share their experience. But I know that when that mom sent me a picture of Backstrom and Carlson playing foosball with my son's friend, Lucas, and his sister, that just melted my heart right there.
And add that to the gazillion reasons why we love this team.
Yeah.
And it's 100%. Not just what they do, you know, like, on the ice.
It's on the ice. It's off the ice, like whatever. So, you know, I hope they all have a fantastic 9 days off. I know we'll all be seeing it on social media. Some of us will have little jealousy moments, but that's okay. And then come back and they're just going to rock it. And I just feel so good about this team right now that it's all good.
Right. And I love that they ended the week on a high and that they proved that they still can play at a high level. And it's made me feel a lot better than the ledge that I was on, say, 2 weeks ago. But still some things to work on, some things to improve. And as has been meant by others, it's a long season. And, you know, so we'll see how it goes. But I think they're starting to stay on the right path, as it were. So, so we're getting towards the end here. Like to do previews of upcoming games, but there aren't any. Because next week, as I mentioned, is the break. So right now, off the top of my head, my inclination is to not do a show next week because as much as I enjoy the skills competition, I don't know if that'll be worth it. Anna, you and I will be discussing that as the week goes by. We'll make an announcement either way later on in the week. But right now I'm leaning towards not recording, to be honest.
That's so fine. Just let me know.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Okay. And so if there is nothing else from you, Mermaid.
No, Sea Captain. What? That sounds weird. I don't know if I can do that again.
No, I'm the fisherman, remember?
Oh, the fisherman, that's right. Yeah,
right. The song and the fairy tale. Yes. I come to you, I make my wish, and then I'm go on my merry way.
There you go.
Okay. So for the mermaid Anna Knox, we've come to another end of another episode of the Power Play Point podcast. And just before we end, want to thank Grant Green once again for coming on graciously, giving of his time all the way from Scotland this evening. Again, he is the moderator, one of the moderators at the Caps Fans Facebook room. Do join them very soon. I think it'd be worth your while. Join us as well if you haven't already. It's Power Play Point Podcast Facebook room to get in on the game discussions. And so, without further ado, for Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Points signing off and reminding you that I recently had a horrible experience a few days ago. I was actually kidnapped by mimes. They did unspeakable things to me.
Ew.
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.